Okay, Matthew, go ahead and tell me the story that you see. Ready?
A kid is walking to the store and trying to buy some food for his family. And so he walked into the store and bought a couple oranges and milk and some eggs. And then he saw cookies for a dollar, so he bought some cookies. And then he took them to the shopper and asked how much they were, and he realized that he didn't have enough. So he took the one from the bottom, and he thought it was safe. So anyways, the other cookies would stand up, but when he took it from the bottom, all the other cookies on top of the pile started falling off. And it started to rumble, and he got scared. So he started running away from the cookie pile, and they fell, and he was ready to run out of the store with a box of cookies. Then the storekeeper got mad and started telling him that you shouldn't have took the one from the bottom because the other ones would be falling off, and I just finished building the tower. It took me for a real long time.
It's all done. Okay, Matthew, go ahead and tell me the story.
There was once an elephant and giraffe. They were playing with a ball, and so you could bounce a ball the fastest. And all of a sudden, the ball bounced into a pool. And the giraffe didn't have a swimming suit on, but the elephant did. And she said, "I'd go get it for you." And the giraffe said, "Thank you." So the giraffe jumped up in the pool instead of the elephant and went to go get the ball, but he was just about there. The giraffe gave the ball to the elephant, and the elephant said, "You're a real neat swimmer." And then when the giraffe got out, he was all soaking wet instead of the elephant. They fell in love.
Great. Okay, Matthew, go ahead and tell me the story.
The giraffe and the elephant saw a sign saying no running, but they felt like running to the diving board. And the elephant said, "I'll beat you there first." And the giraffe said, "Not if I can." And all of a sudden, the elephant slipped. And she said, "Oh no, help." And all of a sudden, she tripped and hit her knee and started crying because it hurt really bad. The lifeguard came and asked her what was wrong. "I was running and fell on my knee." So the lifeguard put a bandage on her, and she was ready to cry because it hurt. And she didn't cry because it wasn't that bad. And then the lifeguard said, "Didn't you see the sign that said no running?" And then she said, "Oh, I never saw that." And then she was in a lot of trouble from the lifeguard because she was running without seeing the sign saying no running.
The end. Okay, Matthew, go ahead.
The elephant started feeling happy, and she said, "Let's go for a swim." But the giraffe was playing with his toy airplane, and she didn't and she didn't, she got upset, and she didn't, she liked playing with them. So the elephant just grabbed the airplane away and started driving it without even asking to play with it. And all of a sudden, the elephant threw it up in the air, it came twirling around, and landed in the water. And the giraffe said, you're not supposed to be doing that with the airplane. And all of a sudden, the airplane started to sink, and the giraffe got mad and mad and started yelling at the elephant. The lifeguard came. And the giraffe was sad because his airplane was in the water, and the elephant started walking away. So the elephant told him that he was playing with it, so I just grabbed it away from him and started playing with it too, and threw it up in the air, and there it landed in the water. And the lifeguard tried to grab it, but it was too far away from the edge that he couldn't grab it. But the lifeguard didn't know what to do. And the giraffe started crying because he didn't want to go in the water, and the elephant started feeling sorry. So the other lifeguard came and grabbed the net. And all of a sudden, she pulled it back in and gave it to the giraffe, and the elephant were happy. And then she tried and tried, and then when she finally got it, the elephant and giraffe were happy. The giraffe ran and thanked the lifeguard. And then the giraffe and the elephant took turns playing with the airplane. There's a rabbit and a dog building a sandcastle inside the sandbox. And then they came up with a great idea for the sandcastle. So the dog started working on the sandcastle to make it better while the rabbit started making a hill of sand so there's hills all over it. And then after the dog was finished building, it was so beautiful that the rabbit thought it'd be so funny to pour the whole bucket of sand on top of it. And all of a sudden, only one part of the sandcastle was left. And it was one of the windows in the rabbit, and the dog started looking funny. And then the dog started crying. And the rabbit started looking up and started walking away.
And that's the end. Okay, Matthew, go ahead and tell me this one.
Then the other day, the dog wanted to go for a picnic, and then the rabbit said, "Could I come? I'll bring my own food." Then the dog said, "Okay." The rabbit brought pickles, cheese, mustard, sandwiches, strawberries, a cake, and some subs and carrot. And the dog bring a sandwich. And a juice. And the pig started feeling full, and he ate all the stuff and left a big mess. And then the dog was just sitting there eating. And then the rabbit started burping right in front of him and started walking crazy. And then his mother rabbit came. And then the dog went racing to say, "Your son, he's gotten dizzy." And then he dragged the rabbit, his mother over there. to see what happened. And all of a sudden, she said, "You shouldn't have eaten too much food, you pig." And then they went walking off home.
And that's the end.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Matthew, tell me your story.
Then that evening, the dog was pulling his wagon with nothing in it, and it had a balloon on it. And the rabbit said, "Hey, can I see your balloon?" And the dog said, "Okay then, but be careful." So the rabbit started untying it, and the dog started saying, "No, don't do that, you'll let it fly away." And the rabbit didn't do it, he just kept on untying the balloon. And all of a sudden, the rabbit let the balloon go and started crying when it was not his, it was a dog's. And he started running after it and yelling, "Help, help." All of a sudden, the dog got mad at the rabbit and the rabbit started crying. Then the dog was so mad that the rabbit had an idea. He saw another rabbit selling balloons, so he went to go buy them. The rabbit said, "I'll take that one." "The purple one?" said the big rabbit. He said, "Yes." So he bought that one for 5 cents. What the rabbit was out of change. And then the rabbit said, "Sorry, but you can't buy that balloon. You don't have 5 cents." Then all of a sudden, he saw another rabbit, and he went to go ask him if he had 5 cents. And he said, "Can I borrow 5 cents to buy my friend a purple balloon?" And then she gave him 10 cents instead and got 2 balloons for both of them. And then they were both happy. Really happy. The end.